going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we're going to hustle right out to the stadium. The Bills' first-round pick from last night, Max Hairston, is talking with the media now.
I'm excited. What else have you done since? Just really, you know, get a feel for everybody. You know, I got to give my family a tour around the facility. I came in for my 30 visits, so I actually, you know, I led the tour. So that was exciting just to show them around my new home. Man, so I'm ready, excited to get to work. Yeah.
What has their support meant to you, and I guess where is that close-knit relationship? How has that developed, and how do you use that to your advantage?
You know, their support really is what keeps me going. Like, they keep me level-headed, you know, never let me get too high or too low. And, you know, I always got my family through thick and thin. Like, if I have a bad game, if I have a good game, I know I can always rely on my family, and they're just always there for me. And that's how it's been my entire life. I love that, you know. Hey, it's a 5-hour drive, about an hour and a half hour flight, so it's easy to get here. So I know, you know, I'm going to have my family here every game. But, you know, even if we was further away, I know my family would still make the trip.
What was it like for you just waking up, being a Buffalo?
Crab not taking his hat off since I got it. Like, I'm stoked. Like, I'm so excited to start. So excited to be a part of this program, this organization, and I'm ready to get to work. Man, because, you know, we work so hard for this. And I know, it's hard to get to that point. And I just was so happy for those guys because I knew a lot of those guys from whether it was the combine, and I trained with a lot of them. So it's like we already built that relationship. So it was just genuine excitement. And just seeing them get that call, seeing their reactions, seeing the parents' reactions, that just made me happy. Like, I almost shed a tear for a couple of those guys. But, like, you know, just the fact that they got their name called, and that deserves to be celebrated. So I was always there to dap them up. You know, I had the best seat in the house, so I took advantage of that.
What was your exposure to scheme at all today, just in your meetings with coaches, and what were your initial thoughts and impressions?
You know, we got a chance to talk about, you know, my comfort with zone and man, and I just feel like I'm so versatile that I can work in this scheme because it's a mixture of both. And I feel like, you know, I'm a player that you can put me anywhere on the field, whether I'm in zone or whether I'm in man, whether I'm pressing or whether I'm off. And, you know, they trust me to go out there and make the plays that's, you know, if the opportunity presents itself.
How do you approach taking rest?
Thank you.
How do you approach knowing that there's a spot
you'll
be in that competition, once you get
to
practice?
I just approach it with the same attitude that got me to this point, and that's just to put my head down and work. You know, I want to learn from because this group, this corners group is, they have a lot of experience and guys that's done this for years. So I would just want to be here, you know, be a sponge, learn from the guys, kind of follow their lead and just go out there and compete.
What do you say about the confidence that all corners have
You know, just having short-term memory, but also just, you know, having swagger. Like, you know, when I feel good, I play good. Just having confidence and going out there and trusting that the man to the left of me is going to do his job, but the man to the right of me is going to do his job. So we can go out there and play 110%. Honestly, I just want to be able to, you know, do whatever the coach tells me to do, whether that's go out there and play corner or go out there and be on special teams. I just want to be able to help and contribute to the team. And even if I'm not contributing on the field, just be a good teammate and always encourage the guys.
I'm a youth coach, so Little League team, and how instrumental was those youth coaches?
So my Little League team was called the West Bloomfield Panthers, and that's actually where I got the nickname Mad Max from. My coach, you know, he was real, and you know, I kind of like the hard coach, and that's what I had growing up. And I feel like that kind of gets you the mindset to, you know, you got that dog in you. And I feel like that also just comes from being from Michigan. Like, you just got that grit in us.
Max mentioned yesterday, obviously, you have a relationship with Ray Davis. You're tied together in Kentucky. You went to the game in Detroit. You saw the Bills win. You know about the team before the pre-draft process. And kind of what have you learned about them since the process?
I know that Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL. And watching him against Detroit, you know, that dude was just, it looked like it was a video game the way he was out there, you know, making stuff happen out of nothing. And I'm just so excited to be a part of that and knowing that I can give Josh Allen the ball back. So I'm eager to get to work. We was actually on the phone last night. I got the FaceTime when I first got my name called. I got the FaceTime Ray Davis as well. So that was cool. Just a nice little intro to the team. So they had me hyped. Man, it meant a lot. And, you know, I actually had to tell Josh, I said, if I ever pick you up in practice, I'm keeping that ball. You know, it's not personal, but you're kind of just that guy. So, you know, being able to call him my teammate, you know, it's truly an honor. And I can't wait to go out there and win some games with him. It's something that I've practiced, but at Kentucky, we had our guy for that, my dog, Berrion Brown, and he was pretty good at that. So we didn't have to worry about that at Kentucky. But like I said, I'm going to do anything the coach asks me to do. And if I have to learn how to catch, you know, kick returns and all that stuff, I'm going to do it just for the team. We practiced that going into the season. I just never did it in an actual game. Yeah. That meant a lot. Me and Donovan, we grew up together, and, you know, we told ourselves going into that season, because we knew it was going to be, you know, it got postponed a bunch of times and COVID this and COVID that, but we was determined to finish that season if they allowed us to, and we did exactly that. You know, that was our senior year. That was our last chance, and my school's never won a first – they've never won a state championship. So to be the first ones to win a state championship at West Bloomfield High School, that's truly a big honor. And
every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I had that picture in my suit jacket yesterday.
What are some of the things that Ray Davis was telling you before you got drafted to Buffalo? What were some of the things he was telling you about Buffalo?
I mean, he was telling me about the Buffalo Wings, telling me about the hockey games, just telling me that, you know, it's great vibes out here. And I got out here for my 30 visits, so I got a chance to, you know, see it. And I'm here now, and I do definitely feel those vibes, and I'm excited to try some Buffalo Wings. Yeah.
To the NFL, siblings, cousins, how competitive was it growing up around your family with so many high competitive athletes?
Very competitive. And, you know, even speaking on Tawan, I wanted to be like him. So, you know, having a family member that got somewhere before me, it was just extra motivation. And he let me know that it was possible for me to do that as well.
Did you run track?
I did, but I ran a 100, 200, 4x1, 4x2. every occasion I'd throw in the long jump in there. But, you know, COVID, man, ruined my junior year, canceled the season, and then I enrolled early my senior year, but I got a chance to go all state my sophomore year in the 4x1 relay. That's my guy, man. That's my guy. And I honestly feel like he's real. Like, he's not going to sugarcoat nothing. He's going to keep it real. And that's all I ask for. And I feel like, you know, from the moment I talked to him at my formal at the combine to my 30 visit to even a Zoom to even just talking to him now, like, you know, I have the utmost faith in him. And I feel like he's going to lead me in the right direction. And writing and all that stuff, I don't mind Maxwell. It looks a little more professional. Yeah. Honestly, I chose that degree because it's so versatile. Like, I can go into coaching. I can help the community. You know, I can, you know, give back to not even just my home community, but anywhere. And you know, that's really why I wanted to major in that, because I want to be able to help people. I want to be a resource for people. I want to motivate the youth, and I want to be able to just share the knowledge that was taught me, and I want to share that down to the new generation.
Max, you mentioned Josh earlier, obviously, Ray as well. Is there anybody else on the team
you're
like, whoa, can't believe, like, I'm teammates with that guy now?
Yes, Trey White, the corner that we just brought. I can't wait to learn. I can't wait to pick his brains, man. That's a vet, and I know he's going to teach me so much. I know that growing up, I used to watch him a lot. He was a pro bowler, you know, deal with a couple injuries, but he's still that guy. That's still someone that I know he can teach me a lot. And I feel like we have some similarities in our game, especially coming out in the draft. And that's someone I can't wait to meet him. Hey, I mean, you got to find something to knock somebody on, but I'm definitely somebody that wants to tackle. I want to get my nose dirty. It just comes down to being consistent in my technique and really following what the coach has taught me with, you know, short stride and near knee to his hip and just running through the guy.
What's your biggest attribute off the field?
Off the field, my personality, man, honestly, like. And then, two, I got my clothing brand, so I'm real big on fashion, man. So I like to get fly. You know, you look good, you feel good, you play good type of deal.
How did you start, and when did you start your clothing line?
So I actually started my clothing line a couple days ago, and it's been fun. Like, just seeing other people wear my clothes, like, that's truly an honor. You know, seeing people swag my clothes, you know, get fly with my clothes, like, that's nice. I have, like, I'm big on shoes, big on clothes. Like, shoot, my house in Kentucky, I had to have 2 rooms just to fit all my clothes and shoes in there. So, hey, you know, I get busy.
Anything inside the jacket today?
Oh, no. This one, I just had to, you know, put the alumni sticker on there. I graduated last December, so, yeah. I told Ray, I said I might have to use some of your room. Now you might got to share some space now, but I for sure told Ray I'm moving in.
Who do you have here family-wise?
My entire family that was with me yesterday at the draft.
Matt, getting to take your family around the facility, wearing the hat, being here, I would imagine it's all starting to sink in. What does this moment mean?
Man, this moment is everything. This moment is truly a dream come true. Like I said, I bring my family with me because I truly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And to be able to give them the master tour today that I got on my 30 visit, like, that meant a lot. I kind of surprised myself. Like, okay, you memorized the facility pretty good, nah. So, happy I could do that.
What do you know about Bills
fans and
Bills Mafia?
I know that Bills Mafia has the best fan base in the NFL. Hey, we bring Dion here. Ooh, I'm a for sure get that ball back then, cause he gonna get in the quarterback phase. Thank you.
Maxwell Hairston, kind of a crowd pleaser. He seems like that's a real pleasure.
That's how that sounded. Yeah. I'm curious who he was referring to there. It must be a teammate that is eligible for the draft.
Dion, somebody?
Dion. I'm looking through the edge guys to find Dion Walker. Thank you, Zach.
All right. He's round two, day two.
Maybe further down the board than that. Yeah, yeah.
That would be another Kentucky player that would make 10.
I don't see him listed on my page of guys. I'll put it that way.
10 by the Bills all time. Harrison is number 9 from Kentucky, which he graduated from, he said, in December. He's 21. This is where we're at. He grew up watching Trey White. This is where we're at.
Right.
Let's take a timeout. Night 2 of the NFL draft starts at 7 here on WGR.